Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams. We know that you'll be blessed today, and we pray that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be inspired, and that your faith will go higher and higher. The word is like water to our souls, and as we thirst for righteousness and thirst, we will be filled. Blessings to you and blessings to the kingdom of God. We're talking about running our race so we get to heaven. We want to know that we have been disciplined. But 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize?" So he's saying here, run in such a way as to get the prize. And we can go to 27. It says, "Everyone who competes in the games go into what? Strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." And this would have been great even today when we were talking, when we had all the girls that had came off of the streets, the prostitutes that we went to minister to today. Because this would have been a great scripture, because she crowned each of the girls just to say, this is your past life, but you don't have to live that way. You're a royal priesthood. You're an heir of God. And while we're here on this earth, we should be running this race so that we can get the crown that God has for us. And it says that here, to run the race to get the crown that will last forever. That's eternal life. In 26, it says, therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. And I thought this was so appropriate with Mayweather, because when I heard the commentator, actually I had this message to preach Sunday. I was on the way to church and someone was listening to this, our driver in the car, and again the commentator said the guy he was fighting, he seemed like he was tired. And then I said, "Isn't Mayweather about 50 and Star said, she was in the back seat talking to some of the kids, and I told her, I said, "Mayweather won. He knocked the guy out." Star said, "How old is he?" So it doesn't matter. We have to physically and spiritually, we're talking the spiritual aspect, we have to be fit. We don't want to be like that person running and aimlessly. And it goes on to say, "I do not fight like a boxer beating the air." But 27 says in 1 Corinthians 9, it says, "No, I strike a blow to my body and I make my body a slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." And that's what we have to do, as we just read earlier in the scripture, that becoming a slave to sin. But no, we have to make our body what? Our slave, that we don't miss the mark. And I really, you know, this message, when we really started ministering, it's actually, we have it set so we can minister to the preachers, because those of you who know that Hophnius, Phinehas, they were the sons of Eli, but a lot of the ministers were not there. And even today, they're not making their sons and daughters. Now, I'm talking about the biological, but I'm speaking of even those in the natural. They're not even making them obedient to the word of God or even talk about sin. But the word of God comes to what? To correct. It comes to rebuke. Of course, we're to love and to admonish one another, but we still have to have the other side of the coin there as well. So this is what he's saying. We don't want to preach the gospel, or even if you're not a preacher and you're in the line, we don't want to be a Christian and then oops, we slip because people are watching us. So we have to constantly make our bodies the slave. It says, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. So today we're decreeing that we are running so that we can get the prize that God has for us, because it's going to be glorious. It is going to be a glorious, glorious time in the Lord. I know those, you know, while I was on the mission field, my sister went home to be with the Lord, and I decided to clean my phone and delete my pictures. And I have a mechanism on my phone for my, when we were in South America, we could use our regular number. And all my calls were recorded. Just like Mary Plum, Roberta's friend.
Yeah.
And I was going through, this was two nights ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, what day would I talk to her? And that was like March 2nd. And I listened to, I thought I was just going to cry, but it sounded like she was still here. And she was on there talking. And it's so funny because I would always tell her, every time I talked to her, she would put me on hold. And I would tell her, I am going to make you a t-shirt that says, hold on a minute. So then those of you know the story, the night before she passed, I had talked with her. And sure enough, about 10 minutes into the conversation, she told me to hold on a minute. And she came back, and I'm just saying this just a sure point. I listened to that conversation, and I was telling her how Star had been crying. Star was just bawling and crying and interceding for her two nights before. And those are just some of the little things, but I'll get to the point and I'll go off. But two things she said twice. I'll talk to you tomorrow. She said, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And of course, the next morning we got the 911 call, and she went on to glory. But the point I'm making is, we don't know the time. We don't know the season. We don't know, you know, when God is going to take us home. But we don't want to run this. We don't want to run this race aimlessly. But we got to keep on running it so that we can win the race and be like Mayweather. I'm like, how old is he? I didn't know he was still boxing. Being strong to win the race. And I'm going to turn to Galatians 2 and 2. It says, I went in response. This is Paul. This is when the apostles accepted him. And those of you who know, Paul was a murderer. He killed all the Christians. He hated. And he didn't like Christians. But God touched his heart. I think the pastors are here. God touched his heart. See if I could get him some tea or something. God touched his heart. And he had his Damascus Road experience. And people were, I mean, they were afraid of him because they thought that he was going to try to kill them. But the point here, he's saying, I went in response. This is Paul. After 14 years, he went back to Jerusalem. And this is when he went to Barnabas. And he was with Titus. But he said, I went in response to a revelation and meeting privately with those esteemed as leaders. And I presented to them the gospel that I preached amongst the Gentiles. He said, but I wanted to be sure I was not running and had not been running my race in vain. So everything that we do on earth for this time, we don't want to aimlessly beat the air like a boxer beating the air. That we just read in Corinthians 9. But we want to be the one that runs to get the crown that's going to have eternal life. No matter, you know, just like those girls today, I mean, they're sleeping with rats, big rats. No matter what their past is, no matter what has happened in your life, God wants you to get up, clean up, and walk holy and be a son and daughter of God. Because if you're not a son and daughter, you're a slave. You're a slave to sin. You're a slave to the ways of the world. Just like we talked about the drug addict. What does he do? He's not thinking about nothing, going to work. He's thinking about getting his heroin. He's thinking about getting his crack cocaine. That person's thinking about getting their next drink. Or that person who's addicted to pornography, they're thinking about what? When they can go and see the next naked girl or naked man or whatever it is that is trying to hold us back. But he's saying, you know, I don't want to run this race and be on this earth because I don't know when my time is up. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be in vain. And this is what Paul is saying. But not in vain. So let's go down to Galatians 7. It says, on the contrary, they recognized that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. So we can't let anybody cut in on us. We have to preach the gospel. If no matter who it's to, God is wanting us to go. If it's to the most dangerous people in all of the world, God is wanting us to be able to say, Lord, here I am. That's at the end of the day, people don't, it's not works, but when it comes down to it, sometimes people don't believe it. God's going to say, look, you passed that person up today. I wanted you to tell them about Jesus. I wanted you to go here. You were enslaved with sin that you couldn't even be a witness for me. So let's look at Galatians. We're going to go back to Galatians 5. And we're going to look at verse 7. It says, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? And so that's what we want to just look at and just ask ourselves, how is our life measuring up? How is our life fitting up? We don't want to be entangled with the sins of the world. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and a lot of you know, those are the saints that are up in heaven, and they're crying out, keep on running the race. Even those who have loved ones who are up in heaven, a man said he went to heaven, and the loved ones in the great cloud of witnesses said, go back and tell the people on earth to keep going. Time is short on earth. Keep witnessing. That's what it's all about. But then it goes on to say, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you were blessed, and we pray that the word that was planted has been planted in fertile soil and that it will grow. Please continue to tune in. We want to encourage you, and just knowing you're listening, it encourages us. And also visit our website at lemglobal.org. That's lemglobal.org, because we want to keep you posted on what we're doing. And maybe you could even go on missions with us. And also, we would love to have you to be a part of our training school for missionaries. Blessings. Thank you for your time. It's really appreciated.